while sitting on a patio at one of the many restaurants located near Dixon Street in Fayetteville. It's not unusual to hear the sound of a train passing by. The Arkansas and Missouri Railroad runs through much of Northwest Arkansas, and earlier this year, Railway Age magazine named the A&M Railroad Company the 2014 Regional Railroad of the Year. The award was presented at the American Short Line and Regional Association's annual meeting, which occurred last week in San Diego. Riley McCarron, chairman of the A&M, was on hand to receive the award last week.
It is extremely gratifying to be recognized in that way. It's a little humbling, too, to be honest, because there are 500 and some odd short line regional railroads in the United States. You know, but our folks have worked very hard for what will be, well, it's already 27 years, it'll be 28 years on Labor Day, you know, to build the A&M into what it is today. And, you know, for them to earn that recognition is really wonderful.
The A&M was established in 1986 as a Class 3 railroad that operates from Monett, Missouri to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and its corporate headquarters are located in Springdale. The main line includes about 140 miles of track, and McCarron says there are about 10 miles of branch lines. According to an article by Railway Age magazine, the Springdale-based railroad company has upgraded its mainline trackage and clearances to allow for higher speeds and double-stack container trains, while modernizing its locomotive fleet and locomotive shop. McCarron says last year they bought 3 new locomotives, and this is just one of a number of projects the A&M has completed or is working on.
Our sister company, built a Ozark Transmodal, built a 60,000-foot warehouse extension in Fort Smith last year. This year, we're working together with one of our customers to up in Butterfield, Missouri, to build a terminal that will handle both grain and also construction sand. We'll move some of that activity up there to be a little closer to our customers.
The A&M provides freight service and interchanges traffic with 3 Class 1 railroads, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, Kansas City Southern, and the Union Pacific, as well as the Fort Smith Railroad. According to the A&M's website, all lines are rated at 286,000 pounds and cleared for double-stack rail cars, and main lines feature continuous welded rail. Track Superintendent Larry Rouse has more than 4 decades of experience in the railroad industry, and he is one of the people who helps make sure things run smoothly for the A&M.
I come from a railroad family. Parents had worked on the railroad. My grandfathers had worked on the railroad. And I guess it's part, they say it's in your blood.
Because of the constant use, parts of the rail, of course, need to be replaced from time to time. Because of the curves and hills in the area, Larry says the rails have a tendency to wear out sooner than he would like, but he says you just have to get into a routine of replacing the rail every so often.
It depends on your tonnage that runs over and the curves, the degree of curves. You're probably looking at, if you get a 10 to 15 years of some lifespan of some rail. You know, today, you know, years ago, they was just regular steel. Now they have a head-hardened steel where it's hardened. You know, technology has come a long way since I first started. I mean, it changes almost daily. You know, things, it's like the everything else in the country. So you got to keep up or you get lost.
In addition to delivering freight, the A&M also operates passenger train excursions. Larry's wife, Brenda, is the operations manager for the passenger train, and she has been with the railroad for 14 years. She says when she first started, the excursion train ran 6 months out of the year and carried about 6,800 passengers. They now operate year-round, and last year, she says they transported 40,000 riders. Much like other parts of the A&M's operations, the excursion train is also undergoing some changes.
Over the last year, we've just acquired a new Vista Dome, which was part of the California Zephyr train. And 2 weeks ago, we just got another new car in, which was part of the Texas, the Spirit of Texas, the Sunset Special. And it is a dining car, and we're in the process of getting it remodeled and getting it ready to put on the rails.
Brenda says they have 7 train cars now. Regular excursions include trips from Springdale to Van Buren and from Van Buren to Winslow. During the winter, the railroad often has special holiday trains as well. Brenda says this fall, they will introduce some Razorback train excursions. She says they have worked out some dates with the city of Rogers to run a train from Rogers to Baum Stadium in Fayetteville for a few of the November football games. She says this will be the first year for this trip, but they have been talking about it for years, and it's the extra equipment they have that is allowing them to finally organize the trips this fall. Brenda says they are always looking for something different to add to their offerings.
People are looking for different venues and things like that. You know, when I first started, we did a lot of leisure group travel, and we do a lot of group tours, but now we're kind of tapping into the corporate market to where you can also have training on the train, group meetings. We've done a lot of weddings, birthday parties. We've had a couple shotgun weddings, surprise shotgun weddings over the mountain. Just always looking for something different to add.
Another new event for the A&M is hosting the National Railway Historical Society's annual convention June 10th through the 15th. Brenda says this is the first time Arkansas has hosted the event. June 14th through the 15th, Amtrak's historic exhibit train will be in Springdale for a free display featuring a specially painted locomotive to commemorate America's veterans, as well as displays showcasing the history of the nation's intercity passenger railroad. Information on the convention is available at nrhs.com. For more on the Arkansas-Missouri Railroad, visit amrailroad.com. This is Ozarks at Large.